Namaste and welcome to this satsang intensive. So welcome, as I said already, some new faces I haven't met before, some that I have. I'm really glad you're all here today. So this is satsang intensive, which means it's going to be similar to satsang, but intensive in terms of, I really like this program today to be a mini retreat, basically, to be a mini instruction course, if you will. So that when you leave this session today, you'll have all the information you need to wake up fully. Excuse me. So we're going to be I'll be talking for a little while, and then we'll take some breaks every 40 minutes or so. And we'll do some guided meditation. We'll do some self-inquiry, because I think the most important thing is really just to get on and do it. And just to break through these beliefs that it's hard for someone to wake up, or that it takes a long time. It was definitely my experience, and I really learned from that I will experience exactly what I feel to be true. So the easiest way to break through that is to recognize, firstly, you already are what we're trying to become. What we're trying to achieve from ego is what we already are. So there's two main ways to approach your intensive today. The first one is our usual standpoint as human beings, that we are unworthy and inadequate, and trying to wake up in order to make ourselves better, or to fix our flaws, or to reach some ideal image of our personality, our life, our awakening. So I just invite you to put that aside for today, for this session, and to come to this intensive, to be in this intensive with the energy of it, this is already what I am. I'm just coming here to allow that to unfold, to blossom in my life. Then I'm just switching gears, switching focus from trying to get somewhere to really recognizing where I already am, what I already am. So from that place, it can't be hard, it can't be difficult, and there's no reason there can't be a clear and deep seeing today, and guidance and instruction to allow that seeing to deepen. And the other side of that coin, which we'll talk about more in the later sessions today, of how to undo where we're not, we're being what we're not. So first of all, I have to start from what is true about you. I have to tell you what is true, and that is that you are omnipresent, you are omniscient, you are everywhere all the time. You are the most powerful thing in the entire universe. You're the source of the universe. You're not just a human body and mind. You are the source of all of this. There's nothing that can limit you. There's nothing that can hold you back. Even and only your own imagination is really all that we've been suffering from as human beings. A lack of true knowledge of what we actually are. Because you are so completely powerful, you are the source of all that is. Any idea that you put your attention upon, any thought or any belief, is going to show up immediately in your experience. So, having said what is true, we're going to go and talk about that. I'm going to talk about that a little while. And there has to be a willingness to let go of what is not true about you. And I'm assuming that is in place for all of you, or else you wouldn't be listening, watching. So with awakening, it's really coming to see what is already true. It's not a doing. is certainly not a becoming. It's a series of clearer and clearer seeings. It will be a succession of unfolding epiphanies and revelations against a background recognition that's clearer and clearer that there's something about you that just is. And however far you've come on that journey, then there's always more to see. For myself, even now, my manifestation, the mind and the body are always going through this ever deepening process. It's happening against this background of constant peace, from a clear and repeated seeing of what is true. The more you know what is true, the less you're going to be bothered by what is not true. The more you're going to be able to let go of what is not true when you've seen what is real. And just one more thing before we really get into it. I'd like to also invite you to just stop battling with your mind, to stop fighting, however far you've come along. All of us are already the infinite self. There is only the one being. And in each human being, it feels as if it's convinced that it is a separate being. And this is happening in thoughts only. Thoughts lead to emotions, from those thoughts being believed. And then that leads to an experience that we have. And these experiences continue because we're battling with our old sense of self. We may have seen, had some epiphany or revelation, or not yet, but we will do, we'll work on that today, of what we really are. But most of us then spend all of our time and energy fighting against our old sense of self, our old someoneness. And that is not what awakening is about. We are not trying to get rid of our old sense of who we thought we were. We just want to see clearly that that's not all we are. You know, your someoneness, your personality, your likes and dislikes and your preference and the sense of duality, the sense of being someone is going to stay for as long as your body is here. And it's a necessary thing. It's so that you can remember your name, you can interact with the beings, you can go to work, you remember where you work, you remember which is your house, your car, and all of that. And the goal or the aim is not to get rid of that. There's nothing wrong with it. The only thing we've been suffering from is the idea that this is all we are. This mind and body is all I am. Because that leads to fear then that when this mind and body have gone, I've gone. So if you could just stop battling and stop pushing against, because this part of you is supposed to be here. We're just going to come to see that your personality and your mind and your body are happening inside a much greater aspect of your being, your consciousness, your real self, the awareness, the noumenon, whatever you want to call it. When you see clearly that what you really are is the vastness of your entire being, and in fact all mind and bodies are happening inside you, as well as all the rest of creation, species, then you're not going to be at war with anything. You're not going to be pushing against anything, and that is the only thing that makes us suffer. So we're going to, on one hand, having a clearer seeing of what we are, that there's something about you which is intangible, formless, and present everywhere at all times. And perhaps that's not so clear to us because we haven't put so much attention on it, or we haven't known how. And that there is another part of you which is moving and changing and dynamic and will always seem to be evolving. It'll always be ever deepening experiences of more peace, more love, more joy. And that both of those are really the same thing. That the tangible you and the intangible you is exactly the same, just viewed from different perspectives. And when you look through a mind and body, you look tangible and visible. And when you don't look through a mind and body, you look intangible and invisible. So I'd like you to come from that place where it's possible for you to see what's clearly true about you. And also just be willing to entertain this idea that there's nothing left that you need to do to wake up fully. That already inherently, you're already completely enough to have that happen. That there's nothing else that needs to be fixed about you. There's nothing that needs to change about you. There isn't anything that needs to happen other than a clear seeing. So satsang and our intensive is just a mirror where we can stand in front of this mirror and go, that's what I am actually. Rather than our egoic perspective, our mind's idea that we've got to change into something. You know, we've got to become the real self, or we've even got to start living as that real self or some idea like that. You already are that real self. It's just being filtered through some beliefs that are filtering out the dimming down the clear light of your being so that you feel restricted and limited and confined. But it's not actually what's true at all for you. So coming to see what you really are is really just a question of learning to look in a different way. If you recognize as a human being that everything that you've been taught of how to function in life, how to move around your existence, whether it's to learn to be a parent, to study a degree at university, to learn how to pay your bills, all human endeavor basically is done from a place of our mind and our senses. We're using our mind to think about things and our senses to interact with our world. And so awakening is just learning that there's another way to perceive things, that is just one way that you can understand your surroundings. With your senses and your mind, you can only see and experience that bit of you that's visible, that's tangible, that's experienceable. So that's your body, it's your thoughts. You can see your thoughts coming and going. You can see your emotions coming and going. You can certainly see the experiences that you're having in everyday life. You can see other beings. You can see the world around you, the room you're sitting in. And that is absolutely fine. And then there is another way to perceive that we're not taught how to do in general life. And it's really just a necessary shift of focus that we're going to begin to do in this session today. So we're going to shift from looking at the things that are coming and going. So there is nothing at all perceivable through your senses, through your mind, and nothing that you can experience that is going to last forever. So my body at some point will go. My thoughts are coming and going constantly. My body's changing. Everything in its environment changes eventually. This house I'm sitting in eventually will be gone. This planet that we're living on eventually will be gone. The sun that powers it eventually will be gone. Everything that is perceivable is going to disappear at some point. Everything that appeared is going to disappear. And so this isn't to make us feel depressed. It's just to urge us to really come to notice that which is not going to go, because it's not something that's appearing and disappearing. So there's only one thing about you that's not appearing and disappearing, and that is your real being, your consciousness. So it's that faculty within you that actually knows what these words mean. Right now, as you're listening, there isn't anything you need to do to understand what these words mean. You automatically know the meaning of the word meaning. You don't have to get your dictionary out. That there is a knowingness immediately of what your senses are seeing, the words that you're hearing coming from me, any sounds in your environment. Something just knows. When you try to look for that knower, you can't ever really find it. It must be here because it's understanding what's being said. If you were to bang your leg and you'd feel pain in your leg, you'd know immediately that it hurt. It's not a thinking process. So there's an instantaneous knowing. If you have the hiccups, you know you have the hiccups. If you have an itch, you know it itches. But there's nothing about you that doesn't, about this knowingness that has to warm up or crank itself up. We don't have to plug it in. It's just knowing. It knows how your body feels. It knows how your mind is thinking or not. It knows whether it's sunny outside today or not, whether it's warm or cold, whether your body's comfortable or in discomfort. And it's not something that you can perceive with your senses or your mind. It's just a knowingness that it is here. And it is the only permanent thing about you. So it's the only thing that's not going to leave. Why? Because it's diffuse and intangible. It's not actually changing. It hasn't appeared in any particular shape. It's formless. It's everywhere. And that means that because it doesn't have a shape, it's not going to lose that shape. It's not changing. Anything that appears, like a thought or an emotion, is going to disappear. Any shape that arises inside this formless being that you are is going to change. But the beingness itself is not changing. So we're just learning really to shift our focus to that which is not perceivable with your eyes. You can't hear it with your ears. You can't touch it with your hands. It doesn't. It's not solid at all. Our mind, our traditional human way of thinking is that because we can't touch it or see it, that it isn't here, that it isn't real. And even if we've somehow grasped on our pathway that it is very much here and it's what's real about me, it's the most permanent aspect, then we're still going to be usually, I know I did for a very long time, labeling it as not as important as everything that is visible. But without this formless reality that is your real being that you cannot see, then none of this could appear inside it. Without the formless moment of now that is what you actually are, nothing could appear inside that moment, not your body, not your thoughts. It's the background, it's the substrate, it's an insubstantial canvas, if you will, that all of this is painted on, this moving three-dimensional sculpture that is manifestation. So it's a shift of focusing, learning to perceive without your mind and body, that is an option. You know, if I wanted to go have a conversation with somebody, I would have to use my mind and body. If I want to perceive my real being, I'd have to do it from my real being. That there's something about me that knows. I know that knowingness is there. And you know that knowingness is there. If I asked you to touch something and it was cold, you'd immediately know it was cold. It wouldn't be a thinking process. Your nerves would tell your brain, and your brain would say cold. But you would know what that means. You would know, instantaneously recognize that feeling and the word cold that appeared in the brain. So there's something about you that's already before and beyond your mind and body. So awakening takes as long as it takes for each one of us to come to a place where we value and put some consistent attention upon that which cannot be perceived through the senses, that which cannot be an experience, that which is not coming and going. Just to turn around this idea we have as human beings that because it's not perceivable, it doesn't have any colour, any shape, any quality at all that we could describe, that it is less, somehow less important, less intelligent, less valuable than everything appearing in it. Right now you may be able to understand that there may still even be a part of you that's valuing the words and this instruction more than the space, the formless reality in which those instructions are arising out of. And if you can recognize that, that's normal, that's where we all start from. But full and final awakening is really where we have come to constantly recognize attention is constantly on that formless now moment, that sense of being here, that awareness. These are all words for the same thing, the noumenon, that which is not an experience, but all experiences happen inside. And it's simply a process of bringing our attention back to that, being more and more comfortable with focusing on something that you can't grasp, that you can't get any result from, that isn't going to feel any particular way. And eventually this habit just becomes effortless and spontaneous. The attention is somehow almost always focused on the space of your real being, your real self. How do we do that? Just by bringing attention back to it repeatedly, noticing that as human beings, we have a constant fixation with phenomena. The moment our mind speaks, attention goes to it. There's nothing wrong with that, except for when it's the only place attention goes. When we are duty bound, that attention just goes straight to our thoughts, and immediately we have seemingly no choice in that. So just opening our attention up, learning to put the tension on that you can't see. And perhaps even as I'm saying that, there's some belief in mind saying, well, that's not even possible. How do you do that? Because I can't see it to look at it. But you can see it's invisible. You can see even the space in the room that you're sitting in, the room that you're sitting in, the house that you're sitting in, is kind of sitting inside this moment that's present now and continuous. What does this moment look like? You can't say it looks like anything, can you? But you know it's here. What does this moment sound like? It doesn't sound like anything, really. How far does it reach? If I was able to travel to wherever you're watching this, where would where would my present moment stop and it become yours? Is that really such a thing? Is there your moment and my moment? Is there all these moments on this intensive where everyone's watching? How far could your body walk before this moment became history and was suddenly not the present moment and the next moment started? So this may not be a familiar way of sort of thinking and exploring, but hopefully if you're doing this sort of exploration inside yourself as we're talking, you're starting to realize that perhaps you've never put hardly any attention on that at all. That even when we've noticed this moment and its intangible, formless quality, you haven't valued how important it is, because the idea is that my intelligence is here. It's just this sense that the space, the formless moment that all this is happening in, my real being, the only permanent thing that is, therefore it must be what I ultimately am, for all of my mind and body and everything to arise out of. That is the only permanent answer to the question, what am I, that you can rely upon forever. And that it is actually the source of the mind's intelligence. It's the source of the body's intelligence in each cell. And the mind and body are borrowing from its intelligence, the real being. So we're just coming to sort of, my job really is just to point out where there may be assumptions that are stopping you from paying more attention to this. If you recognize that somehow it's been deemed as less important, less real, definitely less exciting, mind says, which really isn't true. If you spend any time at all with attention on your formless self, this moment in which all of this is happening, your body and mind will begin to respond, reflect that attention has moved from focusing on something to that nothingness, that intangibility that you are. And the longer that you put attention on that which you really are, your mind and body will begin to relax and unwind. There's nothing that mind can really think about this too long before it goes, well, there's nothing to compare it to. Mind or ego is a mechanism for comparing things. You know, this thing is bigger than this thing. This is colder, this is warmer. This is bigger, this one's smaller. This one's richer, this one's poorer. This one's healthier, this one's ill. This one is larger. This one's visible, this one's invisible. You know, that's what mind's job is, and it's very good at that, and it's fine. Mind naturally has to come to a stop when attention rests in the formless moment, because there's nothing for it to talk about. And getting to know this formless self that you are, you can begin to explore that. How far does this moment reach? And when is it going to stop? When does now become next? Actually, does it become next, really? If we actually stop right now and just look and experience this moment that's here now, has it changed from when we started, when I started talking on this session? Has there really been a succession of moments like mine says? Or was there a succession of thoughts happening in one continuous moment? And what could cause this moment to come to an end anyway? What could cause this space, this intangible space of your being, to change or come to an end anyway? Okay, is there anything that can happen inside something that is completely insubstantial that could damage that insubstantial self? Is there anything at all that could make it change? Is this moment aging? It may seem like a really strange way to talk. Is this formless sense of here and now, is it suffering? The idea I have of myself sitting inside my body sitting inside this moment, may be suffering. And there may be thoughts about suffering and negative emotional states in the body. But is the real me suffering? Even just to contemplate these questions that I'm posing now, there might be a different feeling happening in your body than perhaps you're used to. A sense of opening or spaciousness that your body intuitively knows and responds to when you're focusing on the intangible and real you, and that your mind intuitively responds and relaxes. And that is different to thinking about this moment, actually putting some attention on it. So I hope you're getting a sense of it's just a shift of focus awakening. And if you shift your focus enough times, it's going to go back to thoughts. It's going to go back to phenomena. And that is okay. Again, we're not battling with that. It happened for every human being, happened for myself, happened for every awakened being that's ever done this. Attention's brought to the present moment, to the formless sense of being here, to the consciousness in which my thoughts are appearing, whatever you want to call it. And then it goes back to phenomena of thoughts. Nothing you need to do about that. Nothing's going wrong. You just gently bring that focus back. And something wonderful will begin to happen as you do that. Your body will begin to love how it feels to do that. Your mind will begin to love how it feels to put attention on what is real, and there'll be something suddenly that starts to awaken inside, some importance, some urgency to want to put more attention on this. And we're not for a second ignoring the phenomena of your body and thoughts and emotions. If you notice when your attention is on this moment, wherever it is, whatever it is, your body's still breathing, your heart is still pumping. I can still speak these words. You can still understand what I'm saying. It's not detracting at all from your phenomenal experience. Everything about you that's manifest, that's phenomenal, your mind and body will just function by themselves, as they always have been doing. And your body and your thoughts may even just begin to feel a little bit more dreamlike, not quite as solid as we thought, the more attention we've put. And it's really just a definition of what's real changing. Real meaning permanent, reliable, dependable. There's absolutely nothing wrong at all with having a body and mind and enjoying all of that that comes with that. But let's wake up first and realize that what we really are is that space in which it's happening. So that when it goes, when this body goes, there's no fear that I've gone. There's no sense that anything's changing for me. And how wonderful then to be able to enjoy the rest of your human life without any sense of fear, without any suffering. It's really worthwhile putting some focus on this and just recognizing that there is something about you already that's here. You don't need to even work out what it is. You don't need to be able to describe it. You don't need to be able to prove it to anyone, except to yourself, that there's something about me that I can't really grasp. It's not definable. It's not, it doesn't fit in any categories. But I know that it's not coming and going like my body and mind, and it's not changing. It's definitely not thinking. Thoughts are happening inside it, just arising inside the space of your being, just like your body is here inside the space of your being. So all we're doing with awakening is a seeing of what you can't see with your eyes, learning how to focus upon that which isn't visible, learning how to pay attention to that which isn't audible or tangible. Just recognizing that we're kind of having an upgrade, that there's nothing to fear about awakening. There isn't anything you will lose. I can still enjoy my mind and body and my personality and all of that. But attention is effortlessly resting now on the formlessness of my real being, just watching the body and mind have a really wonderful time and getting even better all the time, because I'm no longer trying to control my experience in any way at all. There is nothing I need from my experience, because of seeing what I really am doesn't need anything. I hope you're getting a taste of that right now, that there is nothing needed or wanted at all in your real nature. And it's not a discovery or an exploration that you need to be able to say at the end of the day, oh yes, I got this, this and this from the intensive. But there should be something inside that's curiosity, that's opening, a wonder, a sense of, I've never really explored this part of my being, the one thing that's always been here. Perhaps I've never really looked at it completely. I've never been curious about it. I've always just labeled this moment as being, if I notice it at all, as being just a necessary thing for all my life to happen in. I may never have gone as far as saying this is what I really am, and I'd like to get to know that. So awakening can happen as quickly as it takes this curiosity to build, and a sustained but gentle refocusing on what is real. Not beating yourself up when attention goes to your mind and body again, as it inevitably will. Some experience, some emotion, something arises. We'll look at how to undo those this afternoon, later in the session. It's just enough to put attention on what is actually real. That's all any awakened being has ever done. And I kind of like to approach it from a scientific, methodical way. My own awakening was very much not like that, very haphazard, and accidentally stumbled through to awakening somehow. So we're always really only seeing these two things, seeing what we actually are, which is something not perceivable by the senses, and then seeing what we're not as a natural result of that. I am not this karmic pattern. I am not this vasana. I am not these thoughts. I'm not my emotions, and certainly not my experiences. And I'm not definable by any experience at all that happens, good or bad. In fact, what I am can't label anything as good or bad. Those are just thoughts arising inside me. And as attention goes to rest and stay on what your real self is, then there'll be more and more of a sense of thoughts, emotions, and experiences just happening inside you and not to you. There'll be more and more of a sense of being cushioned from everything that happens, still being able to absolutely enjoy everything that happens, but not being impacted. They're not happening to you, they're happening inside the vastness of your being. And perhaps you can get a taste already just from what we've been doing in this session, that that is a very different way to live your life as a human being. Not only that, not only will your life change into the most wonderful unfolding, there'll be everything that happens from that point forward will have some magical, wonderful effect upon other beings as well. That even if they don't know that your attention is resting on what is real effortlessly, they'll know that something is different about you, and they'll want to know what you know. They'll want to be around you. They'll want to rest in that peace, that presence that you are. When you've had a recognition of what's real, and attention is staying upon that more and more and more. And recognition of what is real is simply noticing this formless moment, this sense of being here, my beingness, my consciousness, is the only permanent thing that's going to stay. And that's what I am first, before all of this coming and going. When that recognition has happened, it's always here. It's here right now. It's present even when my body is asleep. It's present even when my body goes, when it begins to disintegrate and go back to its elemental nature. It's still here. Then your body and mind begin to radiate some energy, some presence, some peaceful radiance, for want of a better word, some light that everyone around you can pick up on, and begins to help them recognize as some part of themselves that's quiet and peaceful already. So it's not hard work, and it doesn't need to take a long time, and it takes as long as it takes to shift focus and to shift the focus back. Right now in this moment, you're living authentically if your attention is on this formless moment. Just gradually, attention will come to love being here. It's a very simple thing we're doing. The good news is you can't get it wrong. You already are this moment. It just needs to be recognized and accepted as a valued inside your own heart.